Before you get into this episode, I want to invite you to join me on May 1st for a free live workshop. It's called Feedback Fixer Upper, How to Reshape Poor Performance with Your Words. You can sign up at awesomeleader.com/monthly-workshop or go to awesomeleader.com and look for workshops. Again, this is May 1st. It's 9 in the morning Pacific, 12 Eastern. It's free. Join me, and I will now let you get to this episode of The Leadership Shot. So, do you find AI confusing, intimidating? Are you worried it's going to take your job? And as a leader, are you confused because you're thinking, gee, I got to figure this out and I don't know how? Well, I'm a little confused, just like you, if you're in that situation. And this episode, I bring on my friend and collaborator, Rick Creasy. He is the owner and creator of TrainerTest.com. And he's an expert in technical training, and he's going to give us some basics for leaders about AI. This is the first in a series of podcasts and resources Rick and I are going to offer all of you listeners to The Leadership Shot so you can learn more about AI. Let's get to it. I'm Lila Bullingtown. I'm an executive coach and the creator of Awesome Leader. I've coached founders, VPs, and C-suite executives worldwide for over 25 years. I make it easier for leaders to make decisions, guide their teams, have difficult conversations, and have fun in their roles. Yes, I think that's possible. I love what I do, and I love my clients. My number one passion is making it easier to lead and manage teams, no matter what your title is. In my online coaching and training programs, I create leadership ease through 15-minute lessons and weekly group coaching. In this podcast, you can experience some of that micro-learning. This podcast is a weekly shot of tangible leadership advice. All episodes are under, almost always, under 15 minutes. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. This is Lila Bullingtown. Welcome to this episode of The Leadership Shot. Today, I bring on my friend and collaborator, Rick Creasy. He is the owner and creator of TrainerTest.com. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about AI. This is a request I brought to him. I said, I need to learn more about this, and I know leaders need to learn more about it. And this is actually the first of many podcasts and resources that Rick and I are putting together for you. First, let me tell you a little bit about Rick. As I said, he's the owner of TrainerTest.com, which is a leading online learning and test preparation platform. And his original courses have been featured on LinkedInLearning.com, Udemy, O'Reilly, and Pearson. And he's been sought out as a contract instructor for many organizations like AWS, VMware, and Global Knowledge. He has created over 40 courses, and Rick has taught over, wait for this number, 300,000 students. He specializes in cloud computing and artificial intelligence content. And we're going to talk a little bit about AI in terms of the perspective of leaders and what they need to start to consider. If you're not a technical expert, what AI means for you as a leader.
All right, so let's talk about some of the fears that are behind in your head, tossing around, making you feel scared about AI, about artificial intelligence. So here are some of the things that I hear frequently from people about AI, and I have to admit some of these things are on my mind as well. So is it going to replace your job? Is it actually going to take over what you're doing so that you'll no longer have a job? Is it about cutting costs? You know, is it about really just saving money? It's not really making a better experience for you, for your team, for the company, for your customers. I think also some of us have fears around if we're leaders and all of a sudden people are going to use AI to write better reports or to write a performance review about their behavior. And all of a sudden, I'm not sure, did Lila write this or did AI write this? So I think that's another fear that people have in mind as well. It makes it really hard for us to know who's doing the work, how people are improving, how they're not. Then I think there are some ethical and legal issues to consider about AI, how we're using it. And that is a wild west in a way. So I don't think anybody's figured that out yet. And we'll touch on that in just a moment when Rick shares some thoughts with us. And I think some of us also feel like there's so much going on in the world. We're coming out of a pandemic and we're coming out of uncertainty politically, economically, socially, all these things. And all of a sudden, oh my gosh, as a leader, I have to figure out AI as well. So I wanted to start with some of where I think all of you here are feeling and what you're thinking. And then I would love, Rick, if you talk to us a little bit about the reality of where we are, knowing that that's the backdrop. People who aren't familiar with AI, people who aren't you, what's going on and what we should really be thinking about?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, the reality of AI is it is here, and you're probably using it in all sorts of situations, or maybe you don't even realize that you're using it. And one of the big things that we have to take into consideration is if you're not going to harness the benefits of AI, your competitors are. And so it's basically an adapt or be left behind type situation, where if you're not going to leverage this massive competitive advantage, then you will be at a huge competitive disadvantage. So I often use analogies, and one of the analogies I like to use is, let's think about a long time ago, and we had lots of people who drove horses and buggies around, and that's how people were transported. And then the automobile was invented, and they needed to learn how to drive cars. They could become taxi drivers. And a lot of the things they know and a lot of the things they are capable of doing really didn't change that much. They still need to know their way around the city. They're just driving a car instead of a horse and buggy. But if they didn't learn that new skill and take advantage of that new technology, they would be left behind. And that's kind of where we stand with AI right now, is you still are probably not going to have your job be eliminated, but you can do it more effectively, more efficiently, and do essentially just a better job of it.
I love some of the things that you brought up there, especially the idea of, and hey, if you're in business, which all of us are in some way, whether we want to recognize it or not, that there is a benefit to take advantage of, and there is a competitive edge. And also, one other thing you brought up was the intentional choice of it, which is to recognize it is here. You can choose to learn about it and adapt, or you can choose to be the horse and the buggy. And that is where I want all of our listeners to think about, like, hey, you know, as a leader, what do I need to do to better educate myself and my team? And with that, I think that, you know, once people start to get interested in AI, some of the terms are where people get stuck. And I have to admit, that's where I get stuck sometimes too. And I used to be a technical trainer, I used to be a technical writer, but that was, you know, several decades ago. And now I hear AI and then I see generative AI and I think, okay, I'm confused. So can you go through some of those key terms just when we think about what should leaders just know, the basics to really then understand and decide how am I going to learn more and take advantage of the benefits of AI?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first term we'll talk about is chatbot. What is a chatbot? And it's essentially a robot that you can chat with, you know, chatbot. So it's a computer program that you can have a conversation with and chat with, just like you could with a normal person. Ask it questions and it will respond. Ask it to play a certain role and it will play that specific role. So one of the use cases that I've seen recently is some organizations are using chatbots to train their customer service team. So they will have the chatbot play the role of an angry customer and the representative will interact and work with that angry customer, which is really just a chatbot. So the chatbot is this very powerful program that has access to a vast amount of knowledge that you can just chat with and ask it whatever you want. And what you're asking it is considered a prompt. So when you hear things like prompt engineering or ChatGPT prompts, they may sound complicated. It's really not that bad. A prompt is just a question you're asking the chatbot. And the better your prompts are, the better the results you're going to get. So don't be afraid to just get in there and try it out. Some of the other key terms you may be hearing that might cause confusion or make you a little nervous about getting going with this is, let's say, generative AI. Well, that just means AI that can generate something for you. And so, for example, maybe I need it to create an image. Maybe I want to give it a selfie of me and have it generate a formal headshot. That's generative AI. It has the ability to create things, create content on its own without me telling it exactly what I need. And then the last term I just want to mention is machine learning. And basically, the way that we've always used computers and software in the past is we tell this software, if somebody does this, this is what you do. And it's very strictly programmed to respond in a certain way to a certain event. And with AI and with machine learning, now the machine has the ability to ingest information and learn on its own, right? So instead of telling the computer exactly what to do, you're giving it examples and allowing it to figure out how to do tasks on its own by finding patterns. It's kind of like teaching a trick to a dog. So you teach a dog a trick and reward it when it gets things right. But now, you know, the dog has a mind of its own and it can learn on its own. And that's essentially what we're doing here with machine learning.
Okay, great. Thanks, Rick. This at the end there, when you started thinking about dogs are using that example, I thought, okay. And I know a lot of you listeners know Fergus the Corgi, who often makes cameos in my videos about leadership. I wish I could use AI to do a better job training him, but that is the subject for another day. So some key terms there that Rick brought some context to: chat, chatbot, prompt, generative AI, and machine learning. The generative AI, stumbling a little as I say that, is really interesting to me. I recently read an article in the New Yorker about AI and IP, which is a discussion we'll have to think about at another time. But I know that's another thing that, like, when I think of fears, I think of like all of my IP out there and everything that I've been doing. And I wonder, like, huh, when is somebody going to scrape through this? So I know this is a little off topic, but how much, Rick, do you think we should be worried about something like that initially right now?
I think that's a very valid concern. And what I'll do, if I feel like I'm kind of walking that line a little bit or stepping into that gray area where maybe I have AI generate a blog article for me, I want to see the sources. I want to ask AI to tell me where it got that information from. And there's two really important reasons why. Number one, AI is basically just gathering information, putting it all together, processing it all, figuring out what's going on, and then giving the results to me. So there's a chance that what I get might be extremely similar to something that's already out there somewhere. And you don't want to really step too far into that gray area. So I'll ask it to provide me with the sources of where it got that data from. And in addition to that, you can count on it to be accurate most of the time, but it makes mistakes. And there's definitely situations where it will just get things plain wrong. And that's one of the reasons why I also ask it for sources, is you can't just blindly assume that a tool like ChatGPT will give you the correct answer. You know, you have to spend a little time just making sure, checking, you know, and making sure that the results you're getting are valid.
That is a great way to also remind us that when you were in high school, university, wherever, college, whatever you want to think about it, at some point in our careers, our lives, we wrote papers. Maybe you wrote many papers and you needed a bibliography, right? You needed to know, claim where your sources came from and use quotation marks and cite them. And so I want to pull on what Rick said there, which is you're using especially ChatGPT, and that's just one of the most common, right, Rick? Like the most, the name that's out there for most of us in terms of using AI to help us do some tasks. You're going to check your sources and it's going to feel like it's something that helps you. It's not replacing your work, but it's helping you accomplish your work, helping you become more efficient. And one thing that I think would be really useful for people to know about is, and I know we're not talking about too much about ChatGPT and how to use it, but when you were talking there, it made me think about like how it can understand tone or how you actually can give it direction on what you're looking for, or it may give you something different than what your goal is.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things you can use ChatGPT for, especially let's assume that you are a leader and you have employees working for you. Let's just go with a simple example. Let's say you have an employee who is consistently showing up late. And other than that, maybe this is an employee who has a stellar track record, produces great work. You're thrilled with this employee, but they show up late 2 or 3 times a week. And that creates a situation where other employees are like, well, can I show up late? How come this employee gets to show up late? So you have to nip it in the bud. You have to stop it. And that can be a tricky conversation to have because you don't want to alienate or create problems with somebody who's one of your best performers. And they may feel like they're outworking those other employees. So maybe they deserve to have a couple perks. That's a challenging conversation to have. In that type of situation, you could ask ChatGPT for some help. You could feed in using a prompt to ChatGPT and say, hey, give me an idea of how to approach this situation with this employee and make the tone stern. Like maybe you feel like you need to approach this from a more of an authoritarian perspective and you need to establish, you know, that you're the boss and he's the employee. And it'll give you an output, maybe a whole script of what you can say, or it'll generate an email for you. And it'll give you that firm, authoritative tone. Or you could say, make the tone friendly and casual. Maybe that's the way you want to handle it. Whatever way you want to handle it, ChatGPT will give you results in whatever tone you ask for. So that can be a really useful tool, especially if you have really delicate situations to address with employees. It's kind of like talking to somebody in HR or somebody who has a lot of experience as a leader about those situations, just to get another perspective even before you have that conversation. And so that's one of the things that I like to use it for, is to help me prep for those types of situations.
That's a great way to think about it. It's another perspective. It can also be, when you look at the sources, it can be a really educated perspective. And that, of course, depends on which sources, where it's going and getting information. And then also going back to some of the key terms that you mentioned, how you've created the prompt or how well you have learned to use ChatGPT or another tool and asked it for something in particular. And I love the way you said, hey, it's kind of like when you're going to HR and you're asking them for help. So in a way, it can be very helpful for you. I love it. What are some ideas, you know, as we wrap up, Rick, like what do you think leaders should be doing next? Just big picture in terms of like learning about AI and what it means for them and their business, their careers.
Well, I think really what you need to do as a leader of an organization is start from the very beginning. And what that entails to me is understanding what are your thoughts, what are your organization's thoughts on AI? Do you require policies surrounding the acceptable usage of AI? And by the way, if you don't know where to start with that, ask ChatGPT to generate a sample policy for you, and you'll have a great starting point. But that, to me, is kind of the big decision that needs to be made, is are we going to embrace the usage of AI or not? And if we are, what uses are acceptable? And just understanding the people impact of all of that, that some of your top performers may now be outperformed by people who are better with AI. And there might be all kinds of people issues that come along with this. But that being said, is it something you can really afford to not embrace? So that to me is the ideal starting point, is figuring out, okay, I want to embrace this. What is it going to look like? What's acceptable? What's unacceptable when it comes to AI? And detailing that not only in a policy, but finding a good way to communicate it to the members of your organization.
Great. And so some of the things that you said there that I just want to recap, are we going to embrace this or not? And if so, how are we going to use it? How is it acceptable? How is it not? And really starting to think about, and there's a lot to come from legal experts, ethical experts on what AI should mean for an organization. However, that doesn't mean that you as a leader can't start to think about these things. Are we going to embrace it or not? How are we going to use it? What's acceptable or not? And get those draft policies in place. Thanks, Rick. I love those thoughts. Thank you so much.
Can I just interject with one final thought? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Be careful about proprietary or sensitive information. Don't put that into ChatGPT. Watch out for that. Anything that would be proprietary or sensitive should not be fed into Bard, Bing, ChatGPT, any of those sources, because it's learning. It's learning from everything that everybody puts into it. And so you don't want to giving somebody else an answer that has to do with your sensitive information. I just wanted to mention that one last thing.
Yes, absolutely. And so that, for all leaders out there, that's one of the things in terms of, again, we're going to embrace or not, and how we're going to use it, and what's acceptable or not. So that is actually a key point in training all of your employees ASAP, because whether you like it or not, a lot of them are using it. And whether you think it's acceptable or not, they're using it. Yet to focus on that point, like Rick said, it's so easy to copy and paste, right? So be careful with the copying, pasting in terms of IP and your sensitive information. Thanks again to Rick from TrainerTests.com for joining us. And now I want to share with you some information about some free webinars that Rick and I have coming up, and you'll be able to learn more about AI.
Before you go, please hit subscribe or click to follow this podcast. This tells me that the content I'm sharing is helping you, your team, and your company. You'll also learn when the next episode drops. And if you'd like weekly emails from me with more tips on how to move your leadership towards awesome, visit awesomeleader.com/podcast. Also, if you want to learn how to bring the first and only leadership program with lessons under 15 minutes to your teams, visit awesomeleader.com. You can learn all about my online coaching and training program. Thanks for listening to The Leadership Shot.